Last summer, hundreds gathered in downtown Augusta to protest against a Confederate statue there. The NAACP also issued a statement that calls for its removal, but some say it should stay up. One of them is Steve Oney, author of the book And the Dead Shall Rise, The Murder of Mary Fagan and the Lynching of Leo Frank. Oney offers this commentary.
In the aftermath of Charlottesville, Confederate monuments became endangered species. Right-minded people agreed that if a statue of Robert E. Lee could bring horror to a Virginia college town, all of them must go. Now, 6 months later, it's time to think about what the region is losing in the rush to banish these icons. Might some deserve a reprieve? Consider, for instance, the one in Augusta. The 76-foot granite and marble monument that towers above Broad Street is more than just artistically impressive. Following the Civil War, the veteran who modeled for the statue atop it championed human rights. Indeed, he risked his life to defend Jewish factory boss Leo Frank, who was lynched in Marietta in 1915. The man on the monument, as old Tom Augustans call him, was Sergeant Barry Benson. At 17, he joined the South Carolina Volunteers just across the Savannah River. He participated in the attack on Fort Sumter and was at Appomattox in 1865 when Lee surrendered. The Augusta Chronicle called him the bravest of the brave Confederate soldiers. Yet Benson held no hatred for the North, and with the Union restored, he returned to Augusta. He established a successful accounting business and devoted his free time to assisting exploited textile workers and impoverished black people. "I am ashamed of myself," he wrote, "when I fare better than they." While Benson was a proud Confederate veteran, he was also committed to a more fair-minded South. Charlottesville, however, changed everything. Benson's complexities, to the extent that anyone remembered, fell to the wayside. The Augusta branch of the NAACP demanded that the city take the monument down. Its fate remains uncertain. Ultimately, Augusta will decide whether Benson stays or goes. But here's an argument for keeping him. If presented to the public as an emblem of the Old South and as a beacon for the new, the monument can encourage what the region needs most: reflection and conversation. The only change required would be the installation of a carefully worded plaque explaining Benson's post-war activities. Give the monument context, and Augustans of every race can embrace it. Take the monument away, and brief satisfaction will be followed by silence.
That's Steve Oney, author of the book And the Dead Shall Rise, The Murder of Mary Fagan, and the Lynching of Leo Frank.